Good morning, Sean.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Windspeaker Radio Network. We truly appreciate it. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about influenza and COVID-19 numbers in the province. And I know, because I follow this stuff quite closely, those numbers have changed in the past few weeks, and they've gone up, haven't they?
Yes, that's true. It looks like influenza is really on a steep incline, and I think the COVID-19 numbers are pretty steady for influenza, and we watched those a lot of different variables. The lab confirmed cases are quite high at 732, but the hospitalizations so far this season have been 290, and most of them in the recent weeks, right? So with 11 influenza related deaths, so it's been increasing for sure. For COVID-19, we see a lot of cases every week, between 800 and 950 in the last few weeks. And we've had a high number of hospitalizations in total for this season, over 2,000, with 220 COVID-19 associated deaths, so a very high number. On reserve in Alberta, in First Nations communities, we've seen 21 COVID-19 hospitalizations in total so far this season and two deaths. And for influenza, sort of similar numbers, a few more deaths. I am worried that they're going to be increasing in the next few weeks.
So what should you and I be doing to keep these numbers down?
Well, it's not too late to get your vaccine. So what we know is a lot of people waited to get the COVID vaccine. We had an initial surge in influenza vaccines, especially on reserve. So, you know, over 4,000 given in the first few weeks of the influenza vaccine season. But about half that for COVID-19. So on reserve, we've seen about 2,400 total vaccines given. So the vaccine is still the most effective and a very safe intervention that does provide you with some protection, especially against severe diseases. So I'm really stressing that it's not too late to get your influenza vaccine or your COVID-19 vaccine. And of course, the measures that work have always worked, continue to work. And that's, you know, stay home when you're sick, wear a mask if you're in crowded settings, especially if you're at high risk for severe disease or if you're in contact with an elderly family member or someone with high risk for severe disease. And wash your hands frequently, cover your cough. Those things work.
They really, really do. Dr. Serene, appreciate you coming on the show again this morning, and we'll chat with you next Thursday.
My pleasure. Thanks again.